This computer. All right, we're ready. Welcome to our first business and coaching mastermind group, guys. This is so exciting. What's cool about this is it's more than just like a class or a lecture. Like I always do so much talking, but this I'm excited to be able to interact with you guys a little bit. So for any of you guys who aren't totally familiar with this or just as a refresher, what we're going to do is we're going to have 12, we have 12 main topics that are basically, like I say, business and some hands-on coaching related, but a lot of it's going to be about business building and branding. And like I said, if you haven't yet, maybe get a scratch piece of paper and a pen. I'm not going to have a million notes for you guys, but there's a few things I'm going to want you to write down. So what we've done is we've broken up into 12 main topics of the most important kind of, I guess, essential things that I really want you guys to know and that are going to really benefit your businesses. And what we're going to do is we're going to rerun those every 12 months. So no matter where a new student joins in, they will just start at wherever, you know, whichever month we're in, at whatever topic we're on, that they can access all 12, you know, throughout the course of their course completion while they're completing their course. And so they will get the same information, but where you guys get a full year of this. So even if you're one of my just 3 month students that's just added the gut health onto your current coaching or anything like that, you'll still be able to access this for 12 months and get all of them in there. So yeah, so I started with this one though. And if I could, this is the best way to do it so that everybody gets access to all 12 of them. But I did kind of structure the most important, like what I felt was most essential first. So you guys are luckily getting in at the first one that I feel like is the most critical and the most beneficial for the beginning. So yeah, so that's what we'll be doing. So I do have some notes here, so forgive me if I gotta look aside for a little bit, but basically what we're doing today is finding your niche. So what is a niche? For anybody who's unfamiliar with a niche, it is a specialty area, something that basically is a product, service, or interest that appeals to a select group of people. So why is a niche important? What are the pros and cons of working in a niche of your own and developing kind of an individual approach to something? A con could be, it's not necessarily a con, but like, especially as health coaches or life coaches or anybody, because I know we have some NWA students that have done the hypnotherapy course and stuff, and these classes are still beneficial to you. So I know you didn't do the health coaching necessarily. But basically, It's kind of getting in an area that you can really focus on so that your strengths can really blossom, and marketing that area to people that really, really are interested in that area. That's what a niche is. And I don't want to call it a con, but one of the challenges can be you are selectively, you're reducing necessarily your range of people who might be interested in your product or service by going into a niche in your business. The pros of this are, though, is that there's less competition. You are more, depending on what your niche is, you are more specific. So therefore you appeal to a more specific group of people. So what are some examples, let's see, of a niche? So first of all, the fact that any of you guys that are enrolled in the gut course or taking our full coaching certification, which includes the gut course, that's already somewhat a niche. That was somewhat my niche, was gut health. So when I go out there to the world and I'm broadcasting what I do, you know, I work within gut health. Now you can specify that more. And as I will show you guys, you know, with a few of my coaches, I already know the direction that some of my students are going with some of this stuff. And you guys are taking that niche and even breaking it down even more specifically, some of you, and I'll give examples in a minute. You know, so that's that. So what is your personal niche going to be? And it's something that's gonna, you're gonna want something that really showcases you and shows something that you love to do, but that also can benefit your business, so that when you're developing your brand and you're developing, you know, your website and everything that you do, it's nice to not just be a health coach or a life coach or do that. You know, it's nice to be a health coach that puts a whole lot of effort into this thing. And then you have, what you do is you have people that really want that one thing that now come to you. A few of you guys, do you mind, Sherry and Leanna, do you guys mind if I share your somewhat niche that you might be onto? Do you mind?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
Okay, well, or if you would like to share, I mean, I guess Sherry, like I said, and these girls are new, but they're doing a lot of stuff, and they kind of have an area they're going, and it's not that you can't or won't change your mind down the road, but it's nice to kind of know what's special to you. So Sherry, what would you say is kind of your focus as of right now that you're kind of leaning toward?
I think for me, I'm leaning more towards like one-on-one coaching.
Well, but I mean, as far as that's, well, and that's a whole nother aspect is how we do it. But like, I know like you have Hashimoto's, right?
Yes.
And so
yes.
do your children. So yes. a focus for you and a specialty for your area is you're using your gut health education and your health coaching to kind of direct. Did you say you wanted maybe work more with kids or just thyroid stuff in general? What was kind of your focus? And not that you have to decide all this now. I'm just using you as an example.
Well, I think initially what made me turn to coaching is the fact that me and my kids are all dealing with autoimmunity. So, I mean, that was like the biggest thing, and just as focusing on that and, you know, with autoimmunity.
So it's highly likely that some of the stuff that you do with your education could be geared towards helping people with autoimmune disease, you know,
yes.
instead of just, and not that you're not open to taking clients and doing things, you know, with anybody and everybody that wants to just lose weight and get more fit and all that. Not that you're not open to those things, but you
yeah.
will be especially helpful with that information, and it will benefit your business to be doing education and things in that specific niche, because not everybody knows that, and because you do have personal experience along with the education too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Leanna, and I don't have you by video. Leanna's not by video, but she's by audio. Would you like to share a little bit about your kind of niche and reason? You don't have to give like everything if you don't want to, but just a little bit. I think it would help people to kind of hear your stuff too. Leanna's doing a lot right
yeah.
now, so if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'm definitely focusing on food allergies because mm-hmm. my husband was just diagnosed with the entire first panel, which I think it has 14%
increase. Sorry, Sue, you're cutting out just a little bit. Sorry.
You know.
You're still kind of cutting out. Let me see. Try again.
No.
Go ahead and talk. I'll tell you. Go ahead and just continue and I'll say. Okay, you're cutting out a little bit. If you can't get good service, it's okay. I can kind of explain for you, but just in case you get a hot spot in that house. She's in Nevada, right? Yeah, you're in Nevada. Yeah, she might be cutting out a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're still there, I'll help you out a little bit. So Leanna's husband has suffered with almost the worst case of food allergies I've ever heard of. And he actually was hospitalized and it threatened his life, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Leanna? I don't know if she's back this yet, but anyways. And so her thing has really been, she was really thrown into learning about health and wellness and stuff because of what happened with him. And I think this was just this last fall, early winter. And he's 28 years old, you know? And so he had developed basically, he'd always had kind of some food allergies and things like that, but all of a sudden it had exacerbated so bad, which, you know, we have definitely pinpointed is likely to prolong gut permeability and issues like that. But it's so bad that basically the doctors sent him home with a laundry list of foods that he couldn't eat. And it was so, so long. So she
I'm
really,
back on now.
Are you back? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. So did you hear, I gave him your first little spiel about your husband's, allergies and kind of what you guys, how he almost died, right? This last fall.
Well,
was just severely
hospital.
Yeah.
No, we never took him to the hospital. Looking back, I really, really wish we did, but I was so naive as to truly how sick he was.
Mm-hmm.
And one specific night, I truly thought he was going to die in our house.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's when we finally got him diagnosed, and he was allergic to absolutely everything on a panel that you can physically test for. except for shellfish.
How random.
Right? That's so weird.
Yeah.
And chicken. He could have chicken on that panel too. But so we left, and we were left with don't eat this, don't eat that, and a list of different words for wheat or this or that. And we live in a very small rural town, and not knowing what all these words were, we went to Raley's and literally were like, we can't eat anything. Like,
and you weren't
nothing.
Like a big health nut before this process, right? You really came into kind of coaching and stuff because of what you went through with your family.
Yeah, like I've always wanted to be, right? Like I've always inspired to be healthy and stuff like that. But I was not as healthy as I thought I was, for sure.
So you got into like the gut health thing because you thought that that would be a way to help heal something with him, kind of, right?
And I think it's the only way that's going to heal him, honestly, because we have seen 3 different doctors and not a nutrition. Yeah. Nobody can talk to us with his food allergies. So I'm completely on our own with it.
And that's what makes you so beneficial with kind of your niche is so Leanna's niche is going to be, you know, food kind of in the realm of food allergies and working with people with food allergies, which can also include children. There's a lot of children now with food allergies because of things during, you know, youth, really young, even infancy that cause a lot of food allergies. And so that's kind of her niche. And although she's using health coaching, although she's using gut health, her niche is going to go even deeper into this area. And yes, maybe if she's doing a lot of her business building around allergy friendly food, you know, allergy wellness and stuff like that, she's going to attract more people that are in that realm and maybe less people that are just casually in every other realm. But of the people that really suffer with that, they're going to seek her out because there's not everybody and their mom doing what she's doing. She's doing what she's doing. And again, just like Sherry, it's not that she can't help other people and do other things and expand on that a little bit, you know, like helping people with gut health in general is going to be something that you guys can both add to, you know, but that's kind of a niche, right? So that's a couple of great examples, you guys. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. It gives everybody kind of an understanding. So now a couple of things I want you guys to think about is now how you and what you kind of think you enjoy. Like Sherry, you said you really are leaning toward one-on-one business. You really want to take individual coaches or coaching individual clients. For other people, I know one of my girls, you know, she's super shy, but she's great with computers and et cetera. So, you know, it's one of those things where I want you guys to kind of think about, I was always drawn more toward group coaching. I do more large presentations. I do large group stuff. I do education. And because that was more me, I liked to reach a big group of people. And it's not that I won't take individual clients, I do, but that's not what I seek out because this is my strength. My strength is groups. My strength is people in general. And so there is a lot open to you guys as to what you can do with that. I even know some health coaches that will specifically get into like food planning and preparation. We even go so far sometimes as to get paid to do meal prep for people. Because maybe that's how they liked it. They like the organization of that and less of educating or guiding people through making changes and stuff. So just really think about what resonates to you, what you enjoy. What do you represent? So you will likely attract, and I can almost promise you this, you will attract people and clients that are like you or aspire to be like you. So that's what's really neat. And that's what makes you an expert at what you do is that you will definitely attract people that, like I said, sometimes you'll attract people within a certain age range bubble of yourself or lifestyle bubble. You know, I definitely have a lot of moms with young kids because that's exactly what it is that I'm doing and they can relate to what I'm doing in my life and they come to that, you know? So think of what you represent and make sure that it's what you want to really put out there to the world because you will likely attract that, not just in your niche. Experience is one main thing that you represent that you will attract from potential clients. And that is, like I said, your lifestyle experiences are going to be the biggest testimony. Your personality will attract people that are similar personalities to you. If you're a really soft kind of person, you'll probably attract clients who are comfortable with you because they're fairly soft spoken and easygoing. If you're really, you know, boisterous and stuff, you'll probably attract clients that are like that, you know? So, I mean, be yourself, but kind of know what it is that, who it is that you are and kind of where you're going with that, because that will be kind of the market that you're going to want to, you know, put yourself out there to. So this is what I do want you guys to write down. So this is, if you don't know yet, and even for you guys who think that you know kind of what you're doing with your coaching certificates and with your future business, here's four main questions that I want you guys to write down. And what you're going to do, you're not going to answer them right now. I just want you in your own time to sit with these and to answer these. And you might answer these over a period of time. Like you might answer them a little bit today. You might answer them a little bit. You know, you might re-pull this back out. Keep these questions on the side because you might pull these out multiple times throughout your education. So number one, and you know what's funny is a lot of people, a lot of business junkies and advisors put this one in the list, but they never put it number one. And I will always put it number one, so because I think it's most important. What do you love? What do you love? Like, what makes you happy? What do you absolutely love? They like to put that down the line and a few things ahead of it, and I just think that that's no way to go. What do you love needs to come first. And originally, it may start out kind of broad, and as time goes on, it might get more specific. Like generally, when I ask coaches this, I say, what do you love? What do you want to do? What do you love? And they say, I love helping people, you know? And that's awesome, but we're going to actually break that down a little bit more as time goes on, and that's how you're going to find what you're really going to do with this career and with this future. What's good is that most people that are, anybody that's taken one of these courses generally is already broken down enough. They love helping people and they want to help people be well or get healthy. You know, they've already kind of specified it as opposed to somebody who's just wants a career change and has no idea where they're going with it and they're asking themselves these questions. You know, you guys definitely have, you're already more specific than that. So that's question number one. And like I said, you'll elaborate over time. Maybe you start out saying, like, I'll give you my example. What did I love? I loved helping people get healthy, but I also loved empowering people to live their life's purpose. And I have to say that as I went on and time went on, that was my number one. Health was my tool for the number one. My main thing was loving almost the life coaching aspect of what I do, of empowering people, because I think that everybody has a purpose, a great purpose, and that if you follow your passion, it will lead you to your purpose. And a lot of us are held back by our fears and apprehensions and things like that, and it holds us back from being as dynamic as we're capable of being. So that's what I realized, is I thought I had an obsession with health, which I do, but it's because it allows us to live better lives with healthier heads, with more able bodies, with a better future, with a better mind to live our lives and to be with our kids and to pursue our passions. That's the ultimate, you know, that was the ultimate accomplishment. So that's what I realized. That's how that elaborated for me. Question number two, what are you good at? And this can be a list of things. You don't have to, I don't want you to connect it to everything else yet, but I just want you to think, what are you good at? Like for me, when I started, okay, I had done hair for 7 years. You know, I was good. And I'd done professional makeup artistry too. That wasn't really what I wanted to do with my future. Was I good at it? Yes. Was I good at other things? Yes. Was I good at communication? Sure. Was I good at, you know, maybe someone's really good at fitness or sports. You know, what are you good at? And as disconnected as these things may feel, number two to number one, eventually things in that realm, not all of them necessarily, they will start connecting. All these things, all these questions that you're going to ask yourself will eventually start connecting to one another. And eventually, you know, it will all come full circle for you and kind of come together. So what are you good at? What do people need? So what of all the things that you're good at do people need? What is something that you can do to benefit them of what you're good at? What do people need? And lastly, of all the things that people need, what are they willing to pay for? What can they see value in you? And that's something that I learned a lot. And like I said, again, most of you guys have an upper hand with taking the gut course. I've almost never had to market myself because the second I said that I specialize in gut health, I literally had people following me everywhere I go, asking me to help them. you know, so that's one area that you guys already kind of have an upper hand with, that is because people see value. There's a lot of wellness stuff out there. There's a lot of, you know, different, I want to say, you know, businesses and products and diets and things. You know, people don't always understand. Sometimes as health coaches, we really have to explain our value to people because they don't always get it. You know, what differentiates? Why should I pay you instead of just go buy that book and do the diet? You know, it all comes down to me anyway. They don't understand that you're a motivator and you're an empowerer. You know, part of showing that to them is how you talk to them. And that's going to be a whole nother meeting. We're going to go over kind of word verbiage and, you know, what you do to people. So that when they're with you, they go, this person believes in me more than I have previously believed in myself. And that feels really great. And they see this quality in me and it starts changing how their mind thinks along with the advice you're giving them. You know what I mean? But so that's where a lot of times we have to prove our value. So you got to think sometimes, what are people willing to pay for? And if it's something that you think that they aren't real keen or knowledgeable about, like a lot of people, you know, health coaching is people are just starting to kind of understand how beneficial it is. Then you can be an educator for how beneficial health coaching is. I do that all the time. I do lectures about different things, mainly about gut health, but then I'll do lectures about health coaching and, you know, I'll give different stories of person X, the person Y, and all these kinds of things. And people go, oh, wow, that they didn't even know that that world happened. They just thought you were going to sit down and tell them to eat more vegetables and they were going to pay $100 an hour to do that. So, you know, so that's definitely what do you have that they will pay for? And then showing that, which will be a later date that we'll go over some of, you know, how do we show our value? excuse me, I got an allergy cough. Another thing for you guys too, and this is the last thing I'm gonna go into. In another one of these business meetings, it is gonna be all about networking. So I'm not gonna go into extreme detail about how I did this, but this is my story and this is kind of what I want. Actually, I'm gonna tell you guys when I'm done. So one thing I want you guys to do is take this down. Once you sit down, and this is the methodical portion that I just gave you, the four questions, right? What I want you to do is I want you to take that and I want you to sit with it a little bit, write some stuff down, get a notebook, you know, scratch it away, start it again, you know, a different day. You know, life experiences and different days might come up with different ideas for you guys. You know what I really love? I thought I really loved this, but I actually really love, like me, I actually really love empowering people for their life's purpose. And I use help to do that, but it elaborated on itself, you know? So I want you to keep that and keep writing those things down. But after you do that, I want you to set that aside. And then I want you to do this part. And this is a part where I wish I'd gotten to run this by LJ, because she's, you know, like I said, she heads up the hypnotherapy course. And some of you guys have taken that. I've taken it. It's awesome. I didn't understand when I got into coaching how awesome it would be to do the hypnotherapy and be able to use just some of the psychology techniques with people, but it was incredible for me. So this is a little bit of that for me. I'm not a pro with this, and it's by all means not a script, but it is some affirmation. So this is a little bit of how the subconscious works. Your subconscious, one thing I want you guys to always remember is your subconscious is like a recording. It records everything in your life, and the things that are the most emotionally impactful are recorded the hardest. And they're the one things that play over and over and over and over. Okay. So when it comes to like starting something new like this, or getting out there and starting our businesses, or pursuing something that we have yet to accomplish, you know, keep in mind that your subconscious is programmed with a lot of things that can cause, you know, fears and self-doubt and any negative comments or opinions that family or friends or the external world has ever had about you. And it's trying to replay that and sabotage this momentum that you have and this purpose that you have and this light that you have that you're able to give the world, because you really already have all the tools, like the real tools, the significant tools to do this and to help people and to be very successful at it. The only thing that will hold you back, like I said, are those negative thought processes that have been recorded in your head. So one thing that we do, like in hypnotherapy, when you're doing a script for somebody, is you work on reprogramming that subconscious thought process. So one thing that works really good is affirmations. So I'm going to give you guys this four-step affirmation. And after you guys do, I want you to try this. And it may feel kind of funny at first, but after you do, you write all your stuff down, do the business part, do the creative part, the thinking, the technical part. and then put it all away and have some meditation time. Make meditation time on a periodic basis. And not only because it's good for you and it chills you out, but even when it comes to business stuff, I want you guys to kind of just make some time and put the notebook down. You've already jotted it all down. You've already ran all the words around and you're probably going a million miles an hour in a million different directions at that point. You know, it'll all play out eventually, but it hasn't yet. You know, put it down and then just meditate on it. And what I've got for you guys is take some quiet time. And I have these four things. So I want you guys to write this down and I'm going to read it kind of slow for you. Sorry, I got to pick it up. You have four things that I want you to recite to yourself as many times as you need to, or as frequently throughout this process, especially if you're coaching, if you're still in school, even if you're out in your business or you're thinking of starting your business or you're trying to better your business. Number one, I am at a critical point in my life's journey. Tell me if you need me to repeat any of this. So I am at a critical point in my life's journey. That's your first statement. That's the first thing I want you guys to affirm. I'll give you a second to write that down. Number two, this is kind of long, so I'm going to break it down a little bit. I am ready to follow my passions. And allow myself to create a living out of work that serves both my life and my soul.
Will you repeat that?
I will. So, I am ready to follow my passions and allow myself to create, I feel like I'm getting married, a living out of work that serves both my life and my soul. Everybody got that all right? Number three, I am confident in my personal gifts. And I understand that along this journey, my direction will become clearer.
What came after my, Brittany?
My direction will become clearer. Okay. I'll reread it all together one more time. I am confident in my personal gifts. And I understand that along this journey, my direction will become clearer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Number four, last one. I embrace the process while my creation takes shape. I embrace the process while my creation takes shape. Everybody get that okay?
Yeah.
And the funny thing about that subconscious mind is we can say things, and this is what anybody that's already read Buddha Belly, or once you guys will get to it during the gut portion of the course, your course, who are taking that, those affirmations are really important, because as silly as they may feel, you might start reading an affirmation and be like, this is so dumb, like I'm just repeating it over and over. After time, it starts soaking in, because your subconscious doesn't care if you mean it or not. That's what stinks about negative self-talk. It doesn't really understand if you're full of it or not, or if it's relevant or true. It soaks up literal meaning of what it hears, you know? So that's why it's important for you guys to reprogram what you think in a direction that you're going. When you want to succeed at something, you need to just full speed ahead. You need to set your parameters, you know, your life balance. I'm not at all encouraging you to drop everything in your life and run at something 100%. That's not healthy at all, you know, but you need to kind of shut out anything that's a naysayer in your life or self-doubt, you know, and this kind of helps you do that, because you're just focused on the positive, and you're just focused on the positive strides that you're making, and you're allowing that to come in, you know. So a little bit about why I had you guys do this. So my story, like I said, I'm not going to go really into the networking thing until, because networking is going to be a whole class on its own that we're going to do. But I sat down, I would say it was, and my sister was getting married, so it was last summer. And I was doing a lot of different things. I'd almost finished my book. It actually took me longer to publish my book than it did to write it, ironically. And so I had, in that between time when my husband was just working his butt off and I was unable to leave my house and do much of what I was doing, I still had that creative need to do something. And I'm just the kind of person who I do so many things and I like so many things and I've experienced so many things that my list, like I had you guys make in the beginning, what am I good at? What do I enjoy? What do I love? My list was so long and it felt so complicated. And when I wrote it down, I just felt like a chicken with my head cut off. And I'm the kind of person who I have notebooks. It's like Rain Man. Like I have notebooks just full of ideas and just notes and this and this and that. And I had sat down with this notebook and I was kind of frustrated because for the millionth time I'd written down all these things and it was just overwhelming because I was like, I can't do a million things. I want to be able to do a few things really well. And I already knew what I could do. I already knew what I was doing with gut health and everything, but I'm like, what exactly am I going to really, really do with this, you know? And I was going to do something locally while I was waiting for my husband to free up some more time for me to be able to do some things around him. And I couldn't get to it. So I was like, I threw the stinking notebook. I set it down and I sat down and I meditated, which I don't make enough time for. I'll be totally honest. I don't, but I meditated and I was just like, just really open to whatever was going to come about this. You know, I really just wanted some clarity and some guidance. And I just really needed to clear my head to get that. And within that 10 to 15 minute meditation, once I was done, I had an entire totally new, nothing that had been written down on paper. I mean, everything on paper was pertinent to it, but I had this entire concept come to me out of what felt like nowhere, which I'm a big believer that nothing comes out of nowhere. So whether you have a spiritual belief in God, whether you just believe in, you know, energy of, you know, Mother Nature, I mean, whatever, there's something, right, that gives you some life force. And for me, it came to me and it was clear as day. And I was like, I'm going to start a network, a wellness network locally. And by the time my mom came over an hour later, I had had half of the business idea completely written down on paper. I was starting to tell her about it. By 6 weeks later, I had 35 local providers and an entire network built. I'm now doubling that. I actually took a break. I was going to go into Spokane because I'm right by the border. So it was in North Idaho and into Spokane. But we'll be building the other 35. We're going to need at least another 35 to do the Spokane area. But I had an entire network. I had businesses say yes and jump onto this network that everyone told me, oh, they don't do those kind of things. But the way I had designed it and the incentives that I gave for it and this thing that I created was so attractive that I had no problem getting my provider signed up. And it came together like that because I shut out the noise and I just, you know, so that's why I have you guys do these exercises is because of what I did for that. I mean, it was really, really monumental. And I'm quite the innovator. I've never had less than 3 DBAs to my name in my life, I don't think. But you know, so like I said, the network thing will be another day, but that's why I have those exercises for you guys. So that is, that's what I got for you guys. That's structured. Now I want to hear, does anybody have, what's your guys' questions on any of this stuff? Does anybody have anything about anything we've talked about, anything you want to ask or share?
I don't have a question, but I did want to share. I wrote
it. And who is this? Sorry. I don't have the video on. This is who?
Ashley.
Ashley, hi. Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to add, I wrote it in the chat, but there's a really good book that talks more about self-talk and voiding out negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself.
Excellent.
But I wanted to recommend that. And also there's an app. I don't know what it is for Android, but for iPhones, it's called Repeat It Again, where you can say affirmations and you can record them. And it'll just repeat the affirmations for you.
Oh, that's excellent.
So those are excellent. 2 good things to use for self-talk.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. And Kieran, I see your message here now that I'm looking at it. That's okay. We're just glad you're here. Unless you want to pipe in and ask a question, in which case you can type it because I can see you. I can see your words. That's awesome, Ashley. Thank you for sharing that. I love that stuff. That's excellent. Good input. Any of you guys that are currently coaching that have experienced, you know, have used a niche technique to start your business or to attract clients. Anything you want to share, anybody?
I have a question.
Yeah, who is it? Is this Leanna?
It's Leanna, yeah. How do you go, like, about charging people and, like, having a menu and just the actual money part of it?
Well, that's going to kind of be another day or another meeting, but okay. Just a little okay. bit of a gist to that is you put together packages. So, I mean, eventually you're going to have an hourly rate as well as incentivized to have, you know, a 6-week coaching package or something that comes with this, where you can team up with somebody else that maybe they own a gym and you can offer health coaching and, you know, a month at the gym for, you know what I mean? So you can put together different packages, and then you also have an hourly rate, so that rather than just be like, hey, everybody hire me for X amount per hour, you know, it'll right. help to kind of have packages, and then you includes all this stuff. It includes these materials. It includes, you know, this many sessions with me. It includes, you know, this meal planning and blah, 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 you know, so that's going to be kind of how you're going to go okay. about that. And we'll do some more specifics okay. on that, you know, later on. Let me see here. Alexandra, can you hear me, or can you, are you unmuted? I know earlier I couldn't.
I can hear you. Hear me?
Oh, you can hear. Yeah. Okay. There you are.
Yeah,
there you are.
I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of packing for a trip in the morning. So I'm like multitasking.
Oh, you're so great. Oh, well, thanks for joining. Alexandra, the why I was bringing you up is because, so Alexandra, she's a student in just our gut health program. She graduated from, where'd you get your health coaching certificate?
HCI, Holistic Coaching yeah. Institute.
Yep. And so that's where she got hers. And so she's doing our gut health portion. Well, I've got to see some of the stuff she does. Like, you've done a lot with sugar lately, right?
Yeah, I did 2 sugar talks. I did one at a health store, and then I did one at my gym recently.
Awesome. Good for you. Yeah. And you know, and that, I don't know how you feel, or if you feel like that's kind of a niche for you, or if you just feel that that's an easy thing that you lecture on. What do you think with that? That's an area that you really will be focusing on?
It's not my niche, but I feel like it just has such a large impact on everything. And I feel like it's honestly like such a hard thing for people to do.
Yeah. It's a great place to start, especially with all the candida.
Yes. And I'm actually going to be doing one on food sensitivity and weight loss.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, gut health, I guess, like, I'm using that in the broad spectrum just because I always just, I guess I want to help too many people. So and amazing. I guess that's such a good way to be able to help so many people because it solves so much.
Absolutely. And so what Alexandra's doing, which is a good example too, is she's not necessarily, she's basically kind of using the niche of gut health, but what she's still doing is she's still filling out all kinds of areas of coaching or helping people, which some people may choose to do indefinitely. And that may just be, you know, she might just jump from this to that every day. Like you say, you're doing food sensitivities here or there because there's a need maybe to teach that class there. And then maybe you're going to reach out and you're going to broaden your horizons into, you know, and talk to people about mental illness or something. You know, that was a big one for me, actually. If I had to pick a niche where I'd be personally coaching people, it would be anxiety and depression because I can use my gut health knowledge and absolutely direct it to that. And my personal experience is absolutely linked to that. So, yeah. So cool, Alexandra. So, yeah, she's done this sugar talks and she's kind of filling out her environment to see what the need is. And what likely will happen and can happen is that you'll target an area where there's so much interest that it keeps you there.
You know what I mean?
Where people are really just like, oh my gosh, give me more of this. And you just really build on that and you just dive into that and you're just like, okay, that's Alexandra's thing. That's her gig. She's doing good with that, you know?
I deal a lot with weight loss too. So that's something that I've been dealing with for a long time prior to being a health coach, because I've been in the fitness field for like 6 years too. Awesome. So like nutrition in general is also another big thing that I deal with a lot.
Awesome.
Nutrition and working out. Yeah. So I just try to throw all of it together and, you know, kind of go with that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it. You're doing good. I saw your talk. It was really great. And I'm excited to have all you guys in the student forum, the closed group. I love how active it's become. And I love that you guys aren't afraid to put your questions out there or to interact. And if anybody's joining us tonight who is afraid to step into that or is brand new, you know, don't hesitate. Everybody loves jumping in if you've got a question, or if it's a great place too, if you're getting out there, you're working with a client, or you even if you're still a student, but you're kind of dabbling with, you know, helping with some of that stuff or starting something, or maybe even doing a presentation somewhere, or you're going to start your final project, or you have any questions, don't ever feel intimidated or stupid or like, you know, to ask questions, because that's the best, is when health coaches can bounce their questions off of each other and build on each other's knowledge and experience. And because we have people who are already graduated the coaching programs, who are just doing the gut health programs and stuff, we have people and the forum consists of people who are just actively out there working. They're not even taking a program anymore. So it's a great place to touch base. So I love that you guys are using that so much. It's so fun. Trying to think. Anybody else have any other questions or experiences? I mean, I want to know, are any of you guys, because this is something that I know that I've seen in some of the students, not necessarily our students, but who have graduated, but who have been apprehensive to start their business or jump into it. Is there any of you guys out there who have any insight or just anything you want to input on that? Either you have jumped in and started yours, or either you're maybe one of those who's apprehensive. Anything you'd like to share about kind of your position on that? That's okay if there's nothing. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, so I mean, there's just a lot to do. And that's why we're doing these BNC meetings, is because it can be very intimidating. You guys soak up so much knowledge, and you're so good at, you have such a passion to help people, and you get so good at just what you know. And then it's just applying that sometimes is challenging. Just where to put one foot in front of the other. Once you get that first client, once you get that ball rolling and you get that momentum going, all of a sudden it's all downhill from there. But sometimes get that ball rolling is a little tricky, and it helps to know some good, you know, business techniques, as far as, you know, we'll do a little bit about media and branding, and we might bring some people in who have some expertise in doing some of those things that can give us some advice on, you know, if you haven't designed a logo yet, like Alexandra, I saw your new logo. It's super cute. I love it. Very, very cute. But yeah, so like logo design and branding and kind of themes and stuff, because yeah, you're welcome. Cause that, you know, that attracts clients, and it's, you know, having things look professional, is really important. So we'll do a little bit more about that. So yeah, we got some good stuff that we'll be doing in the BNC meeting. So I love that you guys are able to attend. That's pretty much all I got, but if anyone else has any more questions or anything, wait, there's no more in the chat. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on and I'm trying to read the stupid computer. All right. Yeah. Okay. And can everybody see the chat? So did everyone see Ashley's recommendation for that book, which she, you know, another good one, she's going to enroll pretty soon, but she wrote, it's a brand new book out. It's called like How to Be a Badass, I think, or something, but it's all about
you're
business.
A badass.
Yeah, you're a badass. And I heard it's great. I downloaded it on my Kindle. I just haven't had time to read it yet, but that's another great one too. So I love book shares, guys. I mean, not that all of us have time to just read a bunch of books all the time, you know, with kids and everything and while doing schooling, but you know, ongoing knowledge and education is everything. I read all the time because it constantly keeps it going. So, yeah. So no more questions. I'll give you guys one more second if anyone else wants to type in or add anything before I stop the recording. Okay, we're going to stop the recording and then I'll let you guys go. So hold on. So we're just going to stop this. So this is all the important stuff. So anybody rewatching this, you got all the content, and feel free to email me any questions that you have regarding this, you know, tonight's class, and, you know, or definitely comment on the Facebook group, and we can definitely jump in on that too. So